Coach, after Remsen St. Mary's looked like they were going to roll away with this one, 34 first quarter points. Your guys fought back the rest of the way and climbed back to make it much more respectable.
I tell you what, the guys showed a lot of resiliency tonight. They, you know, Remsen's a darn good team. They showed it in the first quarter. I'd love to have that first quarter back.
Yeah.
We were concerned about business inside. And even with that 2-3, they were really giving us fits in that. So, you know, we got down sizable. I think we're down 22 going into the second. And said, you know, we just got to try and push the pace, try and, you know, you look at what they're doing with their full court press. We, you know, have the capability of doing that with our half court. And we did a pretty good job in the second quarter, especially, of really kind of forcing the issue, getting some runouts in transition.
So the defense picked it up in that first quarter. Do you just say hats off mostly to the Remsen St. Mary's offense? Do you think you could have done a lot better job defensively?
You know, it was just hats off to them. They got they moved the ball very well. It's tough, regardless of what defense you run, to close out when the ball is moved around that short of a time frame. I mean, they don't sit on it. They really make that defense shift. They have some great shooters, you know, four great three-point shooters. Really exposed us on that corner three there early on. But, you know, we battled back. I was proud of our guys.
Bazoons didn't miss for the longest time, had 23 points, and even stepped out and made a couple of shots.
Yeah, and he's a handful, and he's really developed over the years, too. We talked about him being a real concern because he's got over 100 rebounds this year, but the most concerning part of that is he's got more offensive rebounds than defensive rebounds. And I mean, that tells you how hard a guy's working inside if that's the case. But, you know, it was great from our standpoint. Jake Heitman, you know, we've talked about him being a great shooter. He's gotten great looks, just been struggling to hit recently, had a great night tonight. It was nice for him from a confidence standpoint to bounce back. Michael shot the ball well. We moved the ball very well the last three quarters as well. We just were way too tentative there in the first.
Jake had 18, four threes. Michael, five from downtown, 29 points. So 10 threes tonight, more like it.
Yes, that's back to the way we were playing before Christmas. And I tell you what, you know, us and Remsen St. Mary's, we've played a few barn burners with the exception of last year, over probably the last 5 years, where it's just a great game all the way down the stretch. You know, it's same as the girls' game tonight. They just, for some reason, when we have this matchup, both teams just really give it their best, and it ends up being a great game.
Hopefully this can be a springboard going forward, the way you got it back together starting in that second quarter, and the offense came alive, and as you said, the defense picked up their game.
Yes, I think so. I mean, we've had a real rough stretch of games here from a competition standpoint. We've played some darn good programs, and, you know, at halftime we talked that we knew Remsen St. Mary's was good. They showed it in the first quarter. But we've talked that if you look at our schedule, there's no one that we can't play with.
Yep.
And I think we've shown that for stretches for the most part. But it, from a consistency standpoint, we just need to put together four solid quarters. And, you know, we put together three solid tonight. You know, a 10-point game. We outscored them by 12, I think, in the second quarter. Played them even second half. So there's a lot of positives to take out of tonight.
Sioux Central next at home, scheduled for tomorrow, but in all likelihood going to be making that up on Saturday. Coach Landgraf, thank you, and we'll let you go with that, and see you around soon.
All right, thank you, Ryan.